Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 41. Good evening, good night, good morning, good day, good afternoon, or any time of day you're listening to this beautiful podcast. I am in the driving seat this week. My name is Colm Sheridan, and joining me as usual is little fatigued Justin, a little tired Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you?
Hello, Colm. Yeah, a little fatigued is just because this morning, it was around 6 o'clock that a child decided that she was going to come into the bedroom and be super awake. And yesterday, at around 6 o'clock, not only did she come into the bedroom, but she decided that she'd climb up the bed and sit on the pillows. So that was awkward. And yeah. Even though Ruth and I said last night we're going to have an early night, we got playing at Baldur's Gate and we were approaching the end of Act Two, so we were like, oh, we'll just talk to all these people afterwards, and then we were like, oh no, it's got 11. Let's go to bed.
Wow, 11. That's late for a certain lady.
It's very late. Yeah, she's more tired than I. She's already said that. I said, oh, be in early night by 10. She went, 10? As late as that? Like, all right, maybe half 9 or earlier.
Yes, Justin never told it to Justin saying he was going to bed at 10 o'clock, more like 2 o'clock in the morning it used to be. But times are changing, well, I suppose.
it still is on occasion, but it's got a lot going on this week.
Cool. Like what? You don't want to discuss, or yeah?
Well, not anything particularly interesting for you.
All right.
The final games have been drawn for the Ipswich Blood Bowl League, and I have 3 to play in the playoff for the trophy to see if I win the whole thing.
Ooh.
And I'm playing 2 games this week and 1 next week. So
The
fact I was only originally going to be playing on Thursday, but now I'm playing tomorrow as well.
Oh.
I need to make sure I'm on my game so that I can punish everyone and retire my team with the trophy.
Yeah, so you just
let's pick this up in 2 weeks when I go. No, it went horribly wrong. I lost every game.
You've got this, Justin. And what is the trophy?
The champion of the season, but I am the only player who has so far played 6 games and not lost any in our league.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully I will keep that momentum going.
Hopefully, yes, that sounds promising.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what has been going on, or what is about to go on. It's just
what's this finished
really?
Stuffed Fables board game? What's this thing?
Well, Ruth and I and her daughter have been playing a board game that's a campaign kind of dungeon crawl type game designed for youngsters. We've been playing this for several months, and we finished the last story of it yesterday. So we're going to take a break from playing anymore, long enough for me to paint the miniatures from the expansion before we go into that.
Oh, okay. It could take a while then.
It could. And when I painted these figures up originally, when I was still in Swindon, I had a slight paint explosion, and white paint went across the shirt I was wearing, went across the carpet, the table, the book for the board game. There was quite a mess.
Okay.
I'm still have trauma from it.
Oh dear.
So your bank holiday week ending?
Yes, bank holiday week ending. I was due to go away tomorrow, but that's due to circumstances beyond our control. That won't be happening, but I will be working from home for the week and just...
Colleging
from home. Yes, working, yeah, that's a joke. And yeah, so I could do a few things, like setting up the new course and stuff like that. So I could do a few bits and pieces, and then week after next, then I'll be presenting to one of the classes on how to set up their Microsoft Office 365. So yeah, that'll be Wednesday week. And then nothing really to report other than that. No, I think we're... Oh, the mealie was over on Friday, so that was lovely.
No, yeah. First time in a while.
Yeah, she's walking around and yapping to herself and all that stuff. So, yeah, she was delighted to see us. Yeah, so that was good. Yeah, other than that, I got my first PS3 sealed game. Did you know, Justin, they still sell PS3 games on Amazon?
I didn't know because I don't have an Amazon account.
Well, I got this game called Sonic Frontiers.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I got Nier, N-I-E-R.
Nier, yes. So both of those have, for the PS4 at least, have been on PS Plus.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
So I have access to both of these games. I played neither. Nier is another game that's like Dark Souls, you know, like super hard.
Mm.
But if you've got it sealed, then I guess you'll probably be trying to keep it sealed.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, yeah. Basically, speaking of PS3, I think I'll move us swiftly on to the PS3 games test Justin's patience and knowledge. Back of the box.
Oh, lovely. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box. Back of the box.
Okay, so here's your first game, Justin. It's PS3. They're all...
I'm just reclining.
Yeah, good. Get comfortable.
There we go. Yeah.
Get comfortable. Let me see now.
Clicking things on my mouse. That's horribly unprofessional.
Of course, yes. There we go. Okay, so I'll give you your first clue. It's an Activision game. Unleash godlike powers. You are... A devastating viral outbreak transformed you into a, I don't know whether I can say that, powerful shape-shifting, hunt, kill and consume your way across New York Zero to take revenge on the man who destroyed your family. Experience absolute power as you leap over skyscrapers, hijack vehicles and become anyone.
My gut instinct is telling me that it's Prototype.
Oh, yes. One or two?
Well, on the grounds that it's saying take revenge on the guy that transformed you, I'm going to go with one.
No, two. We'll give you that anyway. Okay, let's see. Next one.
It was a toss-up between that and Infamous. And then, because I remember people saying they had a lot of similar mechanics, but when you start saying hijack cars, I thought, well, you definitely don't do that in Infamous, so Prototype will be my choice.
Well done. Okay, here we go. Next one. Walk the path of a young warrior caught between the forces of good and evil. Defy a dark god and heal an ancient... I can't really say that word because I give it away. Kingdom of a deadly dark plague to save the world. No fight without pain. No hope without sacrifice. You are the light. Sounds like a biblical reading there. Devastate your foes with deadly combo attacks. Discover a vivid and mystical world of unprecedented scale. Join forces with a mysterious and powerful ally. Now, this is one of the games. It would have been it's a long-running game franchise.
Well, it's clearly not a Call of Duty.
No, it's not clearly.
Or a FIFA
no.
game.
Play as the most agile warrior of all time. Now, and the front cover has this, the name of the game, obviously, and has this Persian warrior in the front.
Would it then be...
Oh, God, I gave that away.
would it be...
Why did I say Persian warrior? Yes, go on.
Would it be the Sands of Time? Prince of Persia.
Well, it's just Prince of Persia. It's that one where I think it was the movie.
Oh, is it the one that's based off the Jake Gyllenhaal movie?
Yeah,
he looks very similar to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, that's it. Very good, Justin.
Yeah, you threw me an unnecessary bone there.
Yeah, I did. Okay, here.
But you did kind of stumble when you went on a purpose. No, I can't say that word.
Okay, next one. Head back to the streets of Sin City in an explosive all-new adventure and end a terrorist threat once and for all. Play cooperatively with a friend through the single-player campaign or with up to 13 players online. Use the enhanced cover and shoot system to protect yourself from the onslaught of enemy fire. Create a unique and personalised character that evolves on and offline. Unlock rewards as you play through the single player campaign and multiplayer modes. Okay. It's a Ubisoft game.
Right.
It's also a franchise.
Yeah, I mean,
author of books.
Right, well, my initial thought when you said it was Ubisoft, I did think, oh, maybe you've tried to pull an Assassin's Creed on me here, but with it being Unity that was multiplayer, but that wasn't two-player, that was up to four-player, so it can't be that. So I don't think it's an Assassin's Creed game.
Correct.
So, games that are in Ubisoft's library are typically Watch Dogs, which no. The Rabbids games, which I don't think you'd be that sadistic.
No.
Is it? No, it won't be Rayman or Rayman Legends.
No, because they didn't have guns.
No.
And, you know, remember...
And, of course, that means it won't be The Crew.
No, on PS3. Now, so,
okay, describe the box then.
Okay, so it's got big writing on the front. And it's got a dude with a gun scaling down a building. And then 16 plus. And then to the right is got the author's name. This is like the certain author that wrote books that, you know, certain games were named after him. Espionage.
Tom Clancy games?
Yes, very good, yes.
Okay.
So that's the first writing on the front of it.
Is it then going to be a Splinter Cell one?
Well... No, it could be another thing. Like, you know, when you see the leprechauns at the end of the...
it'd be a Rainbow Six game.
Yes, it's very good. Yes, which one is it now?
Well, I remember people being hyped for Vegas, but I reckon this is just like Splinter Cell.
No, keep going with the Vegas.
Vegas, well, Splinter Cell Vegas then.
Which one? One or two?
Well, if you're saying keep going, it must be two.
Congratulations.
RB6V2 or something,
yes,
like that.
Yes, Rainbow Six Vegas 2. Yes, very good, Justin. Well done. Now.
No, I needed a lot of leading on that.
Well, you got it. Okay, here's one now. You'll probably get this. This is not a Ubisoft game, okay?
Okay.
Well, considering one was Ubisoft, the other was Activision. Yeah, two were Ubisoft and one was Activision. This is a explore everything, stop at nothing. Embark on a perilous journey around the world to uncover the secrets of a forgotten power that it, if unleashed, could lay waste to all civilization.
I'm already thinking.
Yeah.
If it's a journey around the world, it's PS3 era, it's either an Uncharted game or a Tomb Raider game.
Very good. Okay, yes. You're going in the right direction. And
I don't recall the Tomb Raider... I don't recall the Uncharted games saying anything about stopping anything.
Hmm.
So I'm going to go with Tomb Raider.
Yes, which... Okay. Yeah, okay.
And in which case... Now, I remember Tomb Raider Remake came out on PS3. I don't remember Shadow or Rise coming out on the PS3. I think they came out on the PS4 era.
Mm.
So, it's either that, or we're going for something like Angel of Darkness.
No, you see, the Angel of Darkness one was going to be on PS2. So you're talking about slightly later than the Angel of Darkness.
Chronicles?
No, it was... It's slightly... I don't know what... Slightly after that. It's just before the remake, the reboot came out.
I don't remember what
Underworld.
Okay.
We'll give you something for that anyway, because you got the Tomb Raider bit. Okay, let's see. What have we got left here? Oh, yeah. You'll probably get this one. Pinch of salt. Welcome to the ultimate...
Is it FIFA with the first version of Ultimate Team?
No. Explore over 250 miles of open road, discovering jumps, stunts and shortcuts. Race friends online and grab your mugshots, or join forces to complete more than 300 online challenges.
If it says mugshots, I remember when Burnout Paradise came out, and we very heavily played that as a Last Save Loaded favourite. Where if you beat someone in a challenge or wrecked them, you sent them a smug shot.
Yes.
And people were like setting their cameras up with teddy bears and things like that. So all sorts of things were there. So I'm going to commit and say Burnout Paradise.
Very good, Justin. I knew you'd get that. I just threw that one in there for you. For old time's sake, because I know you got the platinum on that several times over.
Twice.
Okay, next one. We've 2, 4, 5 done so far. Another 5. Act like a think like a Create crime rings and take over the city using the new 3D world map. Backhand brutality. Intimidate and extort with new attacks and executions. Build your family. Recruit, develop and promote the made members of your crew. Command your crew.
Would it be Mafia 2?
Oh, very good. I didn't know. No. It's
okay.
It's you're on the right track there now.
Mafia 1?
No. No,
it's not going to be Mafia 3.
No.
The Godfather.
Though. Yes, very good. The Godfather.
Yeah, see, I forget that they made a...
They made a Godfather games, 1 and Godfather 2.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Godfather 2, it is.
Mafia 2 was a good game.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. What's this? Oh, yeah, you'll get this one. Betrayed by for the last time, has escaped and faces a new journey to find his true identity. The best bits of rolled into one.
Intrinsically.
These are box arts.
Intricately.
intricately planned and crafted sequel, The Guardian. You know, they're such a media.
Oh, Guardian. Right. So,
yeah. Unleash Fury.
Well, if it's Unleash Fury.
Yeah.
Then.
Now hold on now. Wields.
Okay. Before I
go, your enemies.
Before I go with this,
yeah.
I'm going to ask if it's two games on a disc.
No.
In a kind of HD collection.
No.
Okay, so it's not the one of the God of War HD remakes.
No, no.
Like one and two, or the PSP ones.
No, Unleashed Truth. Sequel to the award-winning story continues. So, you see, I can't really give the front cover. Is it
Darksiders 2?
No.
Because, well, I suppose Fury was Darksiders 3.
Yeah, that's not, no, you're not in the right area there. It's one of your favourite all time. You read a lot of books about this. Well, you were reading when you were over here.
It's a Star Wars?
Yes, very good. Now, what is it? If it's a sequel to the first one, which is on PS3.
Battlefront 2?
No.
No, they're PS.
No, this is a single player game. Like, this isn't multiplayer. This is a totally single game.
Right, so it's definitely not Jedi Fallen Order, because that's PS3.
Yeah.
PS4. So let's go back.
Yeah, let's go back.
And this is Force Squadrons. It's not Star Wars Battlefront.
No.
Because that was also PS4.
It's before that. See, I don't know whether you played this, actually. I think you might have played it. I'm assuming you
It's not going to be one of the PS2 versions, because I remember, like, I played Jedi Starfighter, but again, on the PS4. So they did a bunch of PS2 games that they re-released, but not on the PS3.
No, this would have been PS...
And it's not Star Wars Pinball.
No. No.
Because I played that.
Yeah, no. I'm surprised if you didn't play this one, actually.
Well, I might have done, but
one and two. It's got one and two.
Go on, try and describe the box art to me.
Well, I mean, it's got, in the background, it's got Darth Vader, and then it's got the main.
Darth Vader.
And it's quite dark in the background. It's got the big name of the game in the front, and it's got
okay,
the dude.
Okay, no. Okay. I know what it is. Okay. I know what it is. And I did only play the first one. I did not play the second one.
Oh.
So I know what happens. You're talking about the legend of Starkiller in Star Wars: The Force Unleashed.
Very good, Justin. Very good. I actually thought you would have got that easier than you know, but then yeah. You're full of surprises. Okay, let's go with this one. This is a Ubisoft game again.
They did release a lot of games.
They certainly did. Oh, you'll get...
If you were doing back of the box for Wii games, you'd have a million Ubisoft games.
Oh, rabbits. I can't really say the first line because that would just give it away. In today's hyper-connected world, Chicago operates under CTOS... the most advanced computer network in America. As you can hack into the entire system and make Chicago.
Is that Watch Dogs?
Yes, very good, Justin. You mentioned it earlier. I said, he'll get that one.
Well, I just suddenly thought, I'm sure Chicago was the setting for Watch Dogs. And as soon as you said hack, it's like, well, that's the obvious one.
Okay, this is a bit of...
Because, of course, yeah, it did come out on the PS3. It was just nothing like
they said it
the
was,
infamous
yes.
Much footage that we saw E3 years earlier.
Which was on a high-end PC, yeah. Well, they did the same with Killzone as well, didn't they?
Killzone, they released the cutscene footage and made out that was the game.
Yeah. Okay, this is a bit rude now. This would be, strap it on. Are at the height of power and they are yours to control. Bring the fight to a sordid city of drowning in sex, drugs and guns. This is your city. These are your rules. Hover jets. Opcopists. Crazed character customization. Dive into over-the-top co-op. You, obviously, I think you've played this one. I think we might have...
Are we talking Saints Row the Third?
Very good, Justin. Very good. The Third, yes. Very good. Last one now. This is not a sex game. Play with everything. Join and uncover the secrets of Use simple tools to make whatever you can think up. Go online and share everything with the community. Welcome to an amazing new world where anything is possible. Take control of your very own in the search for clever creations and cool stuff.
Okay, I'm going to take a punt here. And I'm going to take a punt and ask if it has a small character with a zip up his chest area.
Nope.
A sack boy is what.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, very good.
So it's not a Little Big Planet game.
I'm only messing with this, yeah.
Because if it wasn't, I was going to say Modern Nation Races. Yeah.
Little Big Planet won. Well done, Justin. Well done. That was a bit of fun, yes. I'm just so shocked at myself that I didn't give any of these away because I had another one backed up.
Are you sure you didn't?
Well, I mean...
No, you mean Prince of Persia?
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean. Like, when I used to do this before, I used to blurt out the name of the game.
Yeah. You'd be going, you play as Kratos in the returning game. Oh, is it going to be a two?
So, in that regard, I did... rather well, I'd say. Okay, that's good. Okay, Justin, well done.
Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box. Back of the box.
Okay.
I'll have a look and see if I can, if I've even got 10 PS5 boxed games. I don't know if I do. But... if I do, well, I certainly have enough games downstairs to do another set. I could do a Switch session, actually. Oh, yeah. We got enough games to do 10 games on Switch. So, yeah, I'll do another one in 2 weeks and we'll go for Switch.
Hello, Justin.
But thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
So, Justin, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
The last save loaded in the chronological order was Death Stranding.
Ooh.
I have now finished the first area of the map and I am onto the second area of the map. Namely, I finished the East Coast, I'm now in the Central region. I'm only on chapter 3 of about 15.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hardly pushing the main storyline forward. Okay. But because if you're going to, you know, be stupid enough to go for the platinum on this insane postman-em up, then you have to like get 5 stars with all the different
deliveries,
little colonies.
Okay,
so you have to keep like taking deliveries and take them to really difficult to get places. But I'm now at the point where I've started building roads, and other people in my current kind of stage of the game are also building roads, so I can get around a little bit easier. But I thought I'd be clever in my last play session and explore a bit further afield and unlock some of the little, like, little people just in a hideout of their own. But it turns out, unless you've got a delivery to take to them, they don't want to know and you can't, like, log them on the map, so I wasted all my time doing that. But what I have been doing is go into one of the camps of the... what are they called? I can't remember what they call them, but basically the people that try and attack you. There's like terrorists, basically. Yeah. So I go to one of their camps where they've got a little truck and I attack them all, steal their truck and drive it around and just pick up all the junk off the floor and go and deliver it. rather than actually doing the story in the missions. Because until I've got 5 stars with one outpost, and then I'm like, right, I can move on from that. I don't need to do anything there.
Yeah.
Move on to the next one. But some of them, when they're much more remote, like in the mountain, I just go out of my way to leave them until I can get loads of stuff and then just take one trip. Mm.
So is this a platinum, just some platinum possibility?
Well, I'm investing enough time that I'm kind of wasting my time doing it. So yeah, it probably will be.
And do you sort of level up?
You don't level up
your gear.
The more you get like higher stars with each of the different places, the more tech they unlock. Mm. So, for example, one of the people I found in the second area goes by the name of the Engineer.
Nice.
And upon meeting him, he goes, "Oh, I've developed this little like skeleton frame for you to wear that allows you to carry a load more stuff."
Yeah.
And the next time I went back, he went, "Oh, I've developed level 2 of it." And because I'd taken so many packages, he went, "Oh, I've also developed level 3 of it." So I got level 3 one, and it like tripled my carrying capacity.
All right.
That's meant I can carry a lot more heavy stuff. But what's annoying me is if you've got a van or a truck, you can load stuff onto the back of the truck and it doesn't tell you when it's exceeding its capacity. All that happens is you go to the door and it just doesn't let you get in the truck. Right. And then you're like, oh, well, I guess I'll offload a few things and dump them. But
Does the truck run out of petrol?
They're all on battery power, so it will run out of power. If you're in an area that you've already got connected to the network, and it effectively is online, in, let's say it's got internet in that area, you can build a little power station and charge it up.
Right.
But if you're out in the wilderness, because you've tried to be clever and go and find all these people that are currently not on the network, then when your truck runs out, you have to abandon it in the middle of the countryside and walk the rest of the way.
Okay.
Because you can't build a generator because it says, no, you're not in a network area. And you're like, oh, no.
Can you save whenever you want, or is there save? Okay. Yeah,
pretty much. When you're having a fight against the ghosty BTs, I don't know if you can save whilst you're in a threatened environment, but yeah, you can just save at any time. So it's not one of the games where, even though I've been sort of saying, oh, I just want to get to like an outpost before I come to bed, I don't need to. I can just go save right now and just turn it off.
Yeah.
I prefer to get to an outpost and make sure that I'm not in the middle of delivering something, because otherwise I'd turn it back on the next time and then go, I've got no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, Ruth keeps asking me, are you actually enjoying it? And I'm like, well, It's a good thing to listen to a podcast while you're playing, because you're just walking through the countryside and trying not to get captured and trying to avoid the stupid fights with the ghosty things, the BTs. But then my next game, as I mentioned earlier, was Baldur's Gate 3. And Ruth and I are playing this fully co-op, as I mentioned before. And we have just had the big fight what we presume is the big fight at the end of Act 2. So whenever we play it next, we can just tidy up a couple of things and then finally move on to actually get to the city of Baldur's Gate.
Wow, okay.
After 100 hours.
Right, fair enough, yeah.
You know we're kind of spending too long trying to do everything when there's only a maximum level 12 that you can reach. We're already at level 9 in Act 2.
Right.
So, yeah, we're doing lots of things.
Yeah, that's good.
The only other thing I've played of late on the PlayStation is putting a little bit more time into Power Wash Simulator. Not anything particularly aggressive, but I spent a bit of time to get one of the 5 gold star challenges I need to get for the platinum. Once I've done that, then I can delete the game. Ruth has finished the campaign and said, that's it, I'm not touching it again. I'm going, I've come so far, I might as well torture myself even more.
Well, in fairness to Ruth, she did play it on Xbox as well, so
Yeah, both times because of me. Other than that, Ruth and I have just been playing a few board games on the PC.
Oh, nice.
So it's obviously a lot easier to put it and set it up and take it down than getting a box off the shelf and putting all the pieces on the table.
Is that a subscription service of sorts, or is it?
To be fair, whilst there are some, we're playing a lot on just like online apps.
All right, yeah.
That are free to play. You can play. You can pay for a premium membership, which unlocks extra games that are on that right behind that paywall.
Yeah.
And Ruth has invested in that for a little bit. So as long as one of us has got it, the other one can join the game without a problem.
Cool.
But that's all really. What about yourself? You've got a very long
list. Yeah, I do.
So
yes.
Please tell me, what have you been playing?
Well, I suppose
in the chronological order, what was your last?
Okay, the Animal Crossing New Leaf on the 3DS. Okay, just I go from Switch to 3DS. It's just my go-to game at the moment. I suppose I just chill. You don't need the sound on. You just do your chores every day. You pay for your house and you just pick up your fossils and sell them to the museum if he wants them. And just building extra bits and bobs in my town, and just enjoying that, I suppose. Switch the brain off. Now, I did try and play some Kingdom Hearts 1.5 Remix.
Oh yeah, trying to get it played before I go back to it.
Well, it's on the PS3. It doesn't tell you where to go, really, does it?
No.
It's really not a hold-you-handy type of experience at all. It's just, basically, I'm in the town now, and it didn't actually tell you directly where to go to pick up Goofy and Donald Duck. And so I had to look at a walkthrough bit for that. So, not sure I'll go back to it. Initially, I found the music very calming and the overall feel of the game very much enjoyable, but I'm not sure I'll go back to it. I'd say it's a long old game, is it?
It can be.
I've played some Pokemon Alpha Sapphire, and I've got all the badges now, so I'm just trying to max out my Pokemon so I can go to the league and kick ass. I mean, that's another game you can just play in the background and not have the sound on, so that's also a good thing to do. I'm still playing a Max Payne 3 on my Steam Deck. Do you remember we played Max Payne 3 many years ago?
No, I don't, because I never played it, because I had no interest in playing it. I thought you were going to give me a Max Payne game on Back of the Box.
I tried not to. No, I have it downstairs, so I didn't.
You'd have just gone, well, he's got a Hawaiian shirt on. Max Payne.
No, I'm not that cruel, Justin. I'm not that cruel. Anyway, so, I'm just enjoying that. It's a shoot 'em up.
Sorry, it's a shoot 'em up or it's a
shooter?
It sounded like you said a poo.
Shoot 'em up. No, I didn't know. I've played it before, so I know, it's the usual. He's very depressed and he's not one to be playing if you're not feeling you're not feeling happy. I'm playing a bit of Uncharted Golden Abyss, but I haven't played that in a week or two, so most of my time is taken up on Animal Crossing at the moment, if I'm perfectly honest.
So if you're not playing on your If you're not playing on your 3DS, you're playing on your Vita.
Yeah. And then a bit of Horizon Forbidden West as well. So it's a mix and match of stuff.
Well,
and I can. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one.
You're going to get Forbidden West done before me then.
Yeah. I love the first one. When I got the first one, I just finished playing Zelda. Legend of Zelda, and I did enjoy it, and then I went back to it about a year or two later and really got into it, so maybe that's the same thing will happen to me as well, so who knows. That's it. Right, so some Twitter comments, I think. Oh, what do you think about the PS5 Pro apparently coming out this year?
Forgive me when I say this, but...
Gives us... Yeah, good lad. Yeah, my sentiments exactly. Okay, so Twitter comments. Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77. Brilliant show, sirs. At last they've loaded. Lovely to have Back of the Box back. Thank you very much, Ian. It's good to be appreciated. Last save loaded. Colm and Justin are...
So we had a new person follow us, Spudgun at GamingMcTwant, who decided to send us in a reply to a previous question of the week, question of the fortnight, which was at the time, Colm and Justin are recording on Monday. We'd like to know, with Switch 2 allegedly being backwards compatible and Xbox and PS5 also having backwards compatibility, do you ever play your backwards compatible games on your console? And Spudgun replied with, I do.
Thank you, Spudgun. So, question of the fortnight. Colm and Justin are recording on Monday. Please let us know what games you've been playing in the last 4 weeks. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, I thought you asking for 4 weeks was pushing it a bit here, but nevertheless, we did get quite a few responses. And to the extent where just as recently as lunchtime today, about 3 o'clock today, Ruth saying, I don't know if I've responded to your question of the week. I went, you have, because you gave me a big list. And she went, yeah, I've got more to add on. I was like, no, the list is fine. She says, here we go. Trillium Penguin, PIHC, at Bouncy Cynic, says, here we go. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Final Fantasy VI, Inspector Waffles, Quilt and Cats of Calico, Wingspan, Spellmasons, Minami Lane, Baldur's Gate 3, Persona 3 Reload, West Hunt, Rogue Book. I think that's it. Might be more later.
That is a long list of games, Trillian. Well done. I thought I was bad with my few scattered brained ones, but no, you've beat me to it. Well done. And so Mr. Sob Sob at Sob Sob Father, I love Rogue Book. Picked it up for 49p. To which Trillium replied, it's very addictive. Just one more go kind of feeling. So, and Mr. Sob Sob then replied to the question, Mr. Sob Sob at Sob Sob Father, I've been playing Marvel's Midnight Suns and absolutely loving it. If you enjoy a card game, would heartily recommend it. I am not really a superhero fan, but it's great fun. I've heard great things about that game.
We heard a lot of things about that game from Dave Yellowbug, who spent quite a bit of time playing it. It will be on the played list for me, I'm sure. I think initially we expected it to be more like XCOM rather than... as some are saying, a Persona-type game. Scott Patton at Snizmanir says, Helldivers 2 for me with limited playtime. It's my go-to on PS5 and Assassin's Creed Valhalla on Xbox. And Trillian, Penguin PIHC, at Bowser Cynic says, I need to hurry up and actually complete what I've started.
It's okay, you're not alone, Trillian. Paul W at _wondering_ The first Watch Dogs game on Xbox works well with the FPS boost. Watch Dogs seems to be an underappreciated game, and I finished Sinking City on PS5. Fantastic game. Cool.
I don't think Watch Dogs is an underappreciated game. Well, Watch Dogs 1, yes. People raved about Watch Dogs 2.
Mm.
But I played the first one. I platinumed it. Yeah. It was all right. Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says, currently playing WWE 2K24, Taxi Life, a free game called DPS Idol, which is gaming crack. Oh, and a certain game called The Hunter, Call of the Wild, which I may or may not have mentioned before. once or twice over the last 4 years, I think.
Yes, well done, Dave. Lee B. Point... Controller Dice at Manic 7 Muppet 8. Skull and Bones. Sea of Thieves. Balatro Balatro. Oh, and I almost forgot. 13 Sentinels. Aegis Rim.
Aegis.
Thank you.
The other post we had from Spudgun at Gaming McTwat was just finished Ghost of Tsushima after a couple months, which will save me £70 as I can't be arsed with more samurai stuff. Sorry, Rise of Ronin. Also, a bit of the ultra-addictive Balatro. I have not heard of this game. Have you heard of this game, Colin? Other than the fact that Lee mentioned it six times.
No, I Brotato is the only thing I can relate to.
Oh, yeah, you see, Ruth came back to me after I said, don't send any more in. She said, oh, yeah, I've got Brotato to add on there. Stop
it. Balatro, no, I haven't. It must be a new game of sorts, Balatro. Maybe if you want to type it into your Google search. Darren Ragnar at Justin_Knowles picked up Marvel's Midnight Suns on the cheap via a Turkish Xbox account and a VPN. And I'm loving it. Surprising amount of similarities to Persona 3 and 4 as you focus on building relationships, fusing cards, exploration and turn-based combat. Lots of people seem to be picking this up now on the cheap. Well, that was a nice healthy amount of replies. Thank you very much to everybody.
Thank you, everyone who has replied. And if you haven't replied, you can do like Smudgun did and
have a late one.
Reply later, yes. Thank you.
Okay, some podcast mentions. Here's out Game Burst 60 Minutes with Film Guff, Lapse Gamer Radio, Seal Podcast, and Pure Dead Gaming. I think that's another one wrapped up and ready to be delivered to the public. Anything to add, Justin? The public?
No, just technology is trying to fight us. Those people won't know the fact that we had several attempts to actually get the podcast going tonight, to the extent where I started thinking, are we just gonna have to phone each other and record that way?
Yeah, but my recording was going all that time, so it'd be in the outtakes.
I cancelled after the first two attempts. Okay. And then I started again.
Excellent. So, Justin, any plans for the week apart from your one Blood Bowl session?
Not so much for the week. As we approach the weekend, I plan to go and see the new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, all right, cool.
Which will be coming out on Friday, Frozen Empire. And, you know, if it turns out to be rubbish, I don't care. I have seen plenty of rubbish films, or films that people say are rubbish.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just make sure I don't get too tired as the week goes on.
Hopefully you won't, Justin.
And for you, Colm, any significant plans other than trying to get your notes typed up ready?
No, apart from that. I mean, I could go into college because I did say I was off this week because I was meant to due to go away, but I won't be going in because I think I'll just take the week off anyway and do my bits and bobs, and if Sandra needs anything to me to do, I'll do it. I mean, I spent the afternoon scrubbing the tiles on the bathroom, so that was fun. There's a smell of the mess off my hands, yeah. I did wash them afterwards, by the way, Justin. Just in case you're wondering, will I be poisoning myself? And yeah.
Yeah, don't go picking your nose and eating it.
I might try and see if I can go to Dune 2 this week in the IMAX. I might try.
Dune 2?
Dune 2.
Oh, Dune.
Sorry.
Yeah. I went to see that in the IMAX myself last week. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, that reminds me, because it's in the same area as my gym. My legs right now are really hurting because I'm really proud of Ruth
for
deciding that while she was getting a bit of muscle problems and it was getting bad knees from trying to do couch to 5K, she, a while ago, sort of said, oh, well, maybe I could doing couch to 5K and getting sore knees and things. She said, oh, well, perhaps I'll have a look at joining the gym. And I looked at the various prices for my gym. And, of course, it said, you've not been since October. And I was, oh, and I'm paying them £16 a month. Okay. Why don't you come with me? I'll show you around. And we we went down, and I think there's a lot of couples where one person might be a bit embarrassed to go with the other.
Yeah.
You know, because they might go, oh, well, you've been here lots. You know what you're doing. And I said, don't worry about any of that. And don't worry. Don't think for one minute that anyone's going to be paying any attention and judging you or anything like that. People are there to do their own thing.
Well, I can safely say, Justin, I have seen you in the last couple of weeks, and I can safely say it looks like you haven't been to the gym since October. So, yeah. Just trying to get that one in there, you know.
Thanks.
Well, you did mention my wrinkly forehead a few times. So, you know, I just thought I'd get you back for that one.
Yeah, no, I deserve that.
Are you going back to the gym now?
For the last two Saturdays, Ruth and I have gone in there together. And the idea being, we tend to work it around. Her daughter gets picked up, and then we go in late morning, and then we'll come home, have lunch, and then, you know, either decide that we're not going to do anything with the day and just sit and veg, or maybe have a nap because some child has woken us up at 6 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, right now my ties, as you like to mention, they are a bit sore on the outside.
I'd say they are, yes.
Yeah, because I decided to just go, I'll just go on the treadmill for 2K without any real significant warm-up.
No.
It's been a while since I've done
that. Good. Well, it's good to hear you're back in the gym, Justin.
Yes.
You're a fine man when you were working out. Anyway.
Love you too.
Okay. So, Justin, where can people find you?
They can find me sometimes down the gym. You can find me on Twitter. I refuse to call it X.
Yeah.
At Onya6. You can message the show at LastOverloaded, or you can email us lastoverloaded@gmail.com. And that's the best way if you need to get a message to Colin, because he's not on these things at the moment.
Yeah, I sort of dabble on the old X on my web browser just to keep in contact with Justin, really. And okay. So, Justin.
Yes, Colin.
Say goodnight, Justin.
Good night, Justin.
Good night, Justin.
I can hear you.
I'm not sure we are good. Because I can't hear you.
I can hear something.
Speakers. Headphones.
I'm not sure if you're hearing me.
Headset. No. Let's see. Headphones. No, don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Clearly not. You haven't verified, would you?
Hello?
Stick it up your ass. Let's see, hold on. I can hear you. Microphone. There we go.
Very odd.
Okay, here we go. Now you can hear me.
There you go. I can hear you now.
Yeah, it's for some reason it defaulted my microphone to default instead of Snowball.
Ah, fair enough. Anyway, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I obviously there was a second when I heard you go connecting. And I was like, yes, I can hear you. And then I got nothing, so...
Yeah. Anyway. Skype. Oh, yeah.
We love it.
We got it. You got to love it.
Some people would tell us we're out of date for still using Skype when, you know, Teams, Discord, all these things are available.
Zoom, yeah. Zoom. Well, we're not down with the latest tech. We're still playing PS3 games. Well, I am. Howdy doody.
You're right. I'm a little tired, but other than that, I'm okay.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm good, yeah. I can't complain.
As good as things can be.
As good as as good as things can be. I've got my 10 games lined up for you. Yeah.
Well, if we're running over from you talking about your mountain of games, then obviously it's at your discretion if you sack that and we go for it next time.
No. I've got them lined up, baby. Some classics. Some classics. Okay, so should we clap us? Will I clap us down?
You can give us a clap.
Clappity claps. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, did you get a thing for back of the box last week?
So I went on a bit of a hunt trying to find the hard drive I've got with old episodes of the podcast on, and in the end I gave up and just kind of recorded myself.
Oh, good. I'll use that then.
Just kind of went, back of the box.
Good. I'll use that one and I'll take that from last week's episode.